When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Yesterday, we had Ashley's friend Jordan on. He was sharing some of his dating horror stories. In fact, one where he went out on a second date with a woman and she started telling him what she wanted for Christmas and for birthdays.
And the price point.
Yeah, and how much he needed to spend. But Paul says he's got one that can top that. What do you have, Paul?
It's ridiculous out there. I gave up. I met a girl. And on a dating app, went to go see her. She lived 3 hours and 10 minutes away.
Wow. Okay.
You were fishing in a big pond there, weren't you?
I was trying to get carp, bluegill. I told her, I said, I'm coming after work, so I'm going to get a room up there because it's going to be late when I get there. When I get cleaned up there, because I do construction work, Then I'll call you and we'll meet up and we'll go out to dinner. And she said, yes. Well, I met up with her. She did not look like the picture.
Uh-oh. Mm. So you got catfished. Yeah. That's the kind.
Yeah, that's yeah.
It was ridiculous. I mean, I have nothing against big women.
Okay.
Not at all.
So she was a little thicker than what she was putting on the internet.
Extremely thicker. She was a nice girl on the phone, but that had to have been her high school picture or when she was in college 25 years ago.
Wow. That's not being honest.
No.
No.
Right?
Not at all.
And maybe if she would have been straight up with you, it would have been fine.
Exactly. But I'm not a horrible guy. I played it off. Hey, how you doing? And we left to go out to dinner.
You put a lot of effort into going to that dinner. So I'm glad you followed through with it. Now, how'd the dinner go?
We didn't go to dinner. Before we left, she had two bags with her. And she said, here, take these bags. She had cooked dinner and said, let's go back to your hotel.
That's weird.
A little room service.
Yeah. But it smelled pretty good. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is different.
What'd she cook?
Shrimp, steak, lobster.
Damn.
She had an awesome salad, Cobb salad. There's a bunch of other stuff. But anyway, I said, are you going to eat? She goes, no, I'm not going to eat. Go ahead and fix you a plate. All right, then I got a little scared because how are you going to cook all this food and I'm the only one going to eat.
Yeah, that's awkward, too.
Would you eat it?
No.
I would have.
I don't know. Lobster and steak.
Okay, so you're sitting in your hotel room with her. You're eating the plate of food that she's provided. Now what?
Well, I ate a little of it. I ain't going to eat all of it. I ain't going to get that much poison in me. But she said, let's go to the liquor store. I said, okay. Went to the liquor store. She goes, what do you drink? I said, I'm not going to drink. No, you got a drink. So I got a six-pack of beer.
Okay.
I said, what do you want? She goes, it's up at the counter. We go up to the counter, and I swear to you not, this is exactly what happened. We walked up to the counter. The guy said, hello, so-and-so. Do you want your usual?
Oh, so she's a regular.
Oh.
It was a fifth of Jameson.
Oof.
Anyway, we got back to the room. She drank the whole bottle by herself. I drank a half a bottle of Red's Apple Ale. I wasn't feeling it like being sexy or anything with her because she wasn't my type. And she's like, well, I'm just going to lay down here. I said, okay, that's fine because I had two beds in the room. Then she said, can I stay tonight? I said, sure, you can stay tonight. Go right ahead. That's your bed? I'm sleeping over here. I'm in my bed. She's in hers. She passes out. I wake up in the morning. I'm looking around. I can't find my underwear. She took my underwear.
Shut up.
This is craziest story I've ever heard.
I said, do you have my underwear? I cannot find them. They were right here. She goes, yes, I have them. I said, can I have them back? She said, no, I'm keeping them.
What?
I said, are you serious? She said, I've never seen underwear like this before. I said, well, neither have I because they're mine. I bought them down in Gatlinburg. It's $29.
My gosh.
She said, no, I'm going to keep them. I said, okay, let's go. I took her home and left.
See, I thought you were going to say she took your wallet or something like that or was trying to rob you, but...
She took your underoos.
I would have rathered she did take the wallet.
This is so awkward. I mean, you would just seem like such a nice guy to just keep going with it of like...
Yes.
First of all, she comes out looking nothing like her pictures. The awkwardness of making you dinner. She doesn't eat in the hotel. She's drunk. Oh, my God.
Dude, you win. You win. You win the prize. Congratulations.
We feel for you.
How about this? This is so bad. We would like to give you a pair of tickets to go see Dan and Shay with Jake Owen this summer at Riverbend on July 18th.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
But you're not allowed to take her.
No, no.
Yeah, and no free balling. You got to wear underpants.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, now I'm down to a leopard print thong. She ain't good.
Congratulations on that. Hopefully you can find somebody nicer to take to that show.
Taking my best friend, JW.
All right. Awesome. All right. Maybe he won't steal your undies.
Well, that's my buddy. Thank you very much.
You got it.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Paul's dating horror story. 3-hour trip. A girl was not as she presented herself. Then she stole his underwear, to make a long story short. So, Kelsey, have you got a story you can share with us?
Yes, I can.
Is it as bad as Paul's?
No.
It's hard. Hard to be.
I don't think anything can top that one.
Yeah. What is yours?
So, I had went on a date, and I'd known this guy. He actually had, I was a lot younger than him. But he hung out with all of us all the time. I'd randomly met him in a bar. And he came in, and he had a girlfriend in the bar. Well, he ended up writing me and saying that he wanted to go out with me. And I was like, well, you had a girlfriend. And he's like, no, I'm not with her. Well, when we go out on this date, this girl comes into the bar. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what did I just set myself up for?
Now, what happened once she, you know, came in and saw you guys together?
Well, she had knew me, and she just came over. She was talking, and I was like, yeah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, when are you coming home? And that's what she had said to him. And I was like, what? And he's like, oh, no, like, we're just friends. And I'm like, you live with her. Like, what am I supposed to do? And he's like, no, it's fine. We just live together. And I'm like, no, that's too much for me. You're going to have to.
She's my wife, but it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we just live together. It's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, you live together and she was your girlfriend. Like, you're going to go out on a date with me, but you're going to come home to her. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you don't want any part of that craziness.
Mm-hmm. Did you just get up and leave or?
Yeah, I just left. He sent me messages. She sent me messages. And I'm like, no, this is too much.
That's crazy.
Do you think they were trying to get you to come home with both of them?
Like a throuple?
They could have. I don't know. I didn't stay around long enough to find out.
good for you.
Wow. Well, that's a good one. So it's good enough for a pair of Dan and Shay tickets. How about that?
That is awesome.
Congratulations. You're going to go see them at Riverbend on July 18th.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And who are you going to take?
Probably my mother.
Good call. That's a safe bet.
Yeah.
Because the only man she lives with maybe is your dad.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
The Big Dave Podcast. It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night and this morning? We don't know Jack until now because he's in the courtroom with us. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
We're all right. And you stepped in a little bit of hot water with your girlfriend here recently before the Brothers Osborne concert. And what in the world happened?
Yeah, indeed I did. So we were out to dinner, fueling up before we went to the concert. And, she decided that she was going to get an appetizer, and then she loaded up. She got steak and mashed potatoes and some type of greens on the side, too. Basically, just a huge meal, like something that, you know, you're going to have to take leftovers for. There's no way she was going to finish it.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't. And, you know, we're going to the concert right after, so it's kind of like, you know, we can't leave it in the car. It's going to go bad. And she had all this food, and the waitress came by to give us a check, and she asked if anyone needed a box. And I said, no, we're all good because, you know, she's wasteful. And I don't think I was wrong about that statement. That was a very wasteful thing to do, in my opinion.
Wow. Man. Wow. How old are you, Jack?
I'm 19 years old.
19.
Oh. How did your date take that comment?
She wasn't happy about it. She seemed a little too offended for someone who was being wasteful, you know, but I guess that hurt her feelings. But, you know, I think I was right. I don't think that I misstepped in saying that. She seems to disagree.
Well, she's so wasteful. Why didn't you take her leftovers? Or why didn't you eat the rest of it?
I mean, I wasn't hungry. I'm not going to stuff my face and, you know, get sick at the concert because...
That's probably exactly what she's thinking. I mean, you don't want to be too full, especially if you're going to go to a concert and drink a little bit.
But the obvious question is, why order all that food then?
You've never done that before? Where your eyes are bigger than your stomach?
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're already planning it out, I don't know. I mean, so she gets angry, and then where did it go from there?
We headed out, and she was giving me the cold shoulder the whole way in the car, and she had a mood throughout the whole concert. It kind of just messed up the whole night, which sucked because, you know, I was really looking forward to it. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess she doesn't like being called wasteful, and I know that now.
Well, it's not even that you called it to her. You brought in the server and was like, she's wasteful.
And ashamed her.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Maybe I could have kept it between us, but, you know, I thought it was... half a funny comment to shed light in a true situation.
You're stating the obvious, but sometimes that's obviously when you're supposed to bite your tongue.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe so. Maybe so.
Okay, well, do you have a closing statement before we go to the jury, Jack?
Yeah, my closing statement is, gentlemen, the next time you take your girlfriend out to dinner, don't comment on how much food she gets. And if she wants to throw it away, let her throw it away because it's not worth the end of your night.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He's learned something here.
Wow.
Might okay.
Be the smartest 19-year-old. Well, let's weigh in anyway. Statman, where are you at on this?
I think you learned your lesson already. Look, you're 19. You're still learning things the hard way. I hope she can forgive you and recognize that sometimes you don't have to say everything that you think in your head. It's better to bite your tongue rather than bite your date. Dude, just live and learn and apologize to her. I think she could at least give you a second chance.
So funny because I will like haul around leftovers. I mean, I remember like being on vacation. I went out to eat and then we went like bar hopping afterwards and I'm just carrying my food around to each place because I know I'm going to want it later. I probably would ask the music venue, like, do you have a refrigerator I can put this in?
Oh, God.
Can we hide it in a bush if it's cold enough outside? I mean,
I don't know.
I am a train wreck.
Yes.
I don't love the comment that you made, but it sounds like, you know, you've corrected yourself. And she ordered too much food. I don't know. I don't have that problem.
You think she overreacted?
Maybe a bit. Okay. Yeah. It's not worth ruining the night over.
Yeah, remember, she's young, too, and figuring out life also. So now, the next time she goes out, like if you go to a concert, maybe she'll order less, learn from the lesson from before.
Dude, I kind of want to side with you because I thought it's funny. I thought, you know, saying that she's wasteful. It feels like something I would do. But keep in mind, you're also talking to the guy that shushed a girl at the movies on our first date. And that was the last date. That's my infamous failure right there. So I don't know if you should listen to anything I have to say, honestly. I don't,
that's words of wisdom right there, man.
Live your life and learn from your mistakes. Don't, you know, learn from mine. Let's go to the jury now. The other members at B105 here, 749-B105, and also through the app. What do you say, Jack?
I'd say that's a good idea. Let's see what they got to say.
All right, brother.
By the way, is she even taking your calls anymore?
With spite. We're getting attitude. I'm getting heavy, heavy attitude, but I don't think it's completely down the toilet. I think I'm just going to be in the doghouse for a couple of days.
All right, brother. Yeah. Well, you hang in there, and we'll see what our jury thinks, okay?
All right.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It was right last night. This morning we heard from Jack, who, before going to the Brothers Osborne concert with his girlfriend, by the way, Jack is 19. They went to have a nice dinner. She ordered way too much food, steak, all this stuff. And when the waitress asked if she wanted a box for leftovers, she was like, no, I'm not going to take it with me. And Jack said that's because she's wasteful to the waitress.
Ooh.
And it didn't go over very good with the crowd there. And he since realized the error of his ways. But Mandy from North Bend, you wanted to weigh in. What do you say?
So while I totally understand, I'm like literally sitting here dying in the car laughing. So I have a 21-year-old son. I could totally see him acting just like Jack. So this was kind of hard for me. I could understand why she was embarrassed. So I think she should forgive him. It sounds like he's learned his lesson, but he should not say stuff like that. Oh, gosh. I can't imagine. But he is right. He is absolutely right. But he should learn to bite his tongue a little.
All right. Funny. Thank you, Mandy. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Brian wants to weigh in now. Where are you, buddy?
I think he should let her pay for dinner, or either let her have dinner after the concert. That way all the expensive places will be closed and he can run through McDonald's.
Oh!
There you go.
Man, it's already in a bag for you there. Appreciate it, Brian. Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. All right, Tim, where are you at on this one?
I'm going with Jack on this. She was already taking advantage of him anyways by ordering that much food, especially when she knows that she's getting ready to go to a concert. They're going to have another snack anyway.
That's true. Yeah?
I'm going to have to go with Jack on this.
Yeah, Brian thinks he messaged to the B105 app that being a pain in the rear end is a worse offense than wasting food. Just count your blessings. You live through it, bud.
And Lou Hogan adds, bet she doesn't overorder next time. Stand your ground, Jack. Hope you made her pay for it, too.
Oh,
wow. Just kidding. Uh-oh. He says
hey,
at the
Lou.
End. All right. Just
yeah.
kidding. There
okay.
we go. Fun who yeah. was right last night, this morning.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
You're dealing with right now still in your car.
Yeah, it all started with Jesse Tech and I cleaning out our parking garage and using a pressure washer. We needed gas for it. I volunteered to bring the gas and then spilled it in the trunk of my car, a good gallon of it, just probably a little over.
And this was Monday morning on Earth Day.
I'm spilling gas on Earth Day.
Did you end up needing to use the gas?
No, the thing was broken anyway, so we had to use an electric one. It was all for naught.
It's just terrible.
But my heart was in the right place, and now I'm stuck with, stinky car.
So, man, I'm telling you, yesterday when I'm leaving, Stats parked out by me trying to air out his car in the parking lot. And I'm like, let me take a whiff. And I got total transparency here. Since I had COVID a few years ago, I've not had much of a sense of smell. And I could smell it.
It's true. We hear all the time, Big Dave cannot smell.
I can't.
But you could smell the gas in the back of his trunk.
If it's really strong, I could. And he opened that trunk and I was like, whoa, brother. And,
can you smell it when you drive? Like up in the front of the car?
Oh, yeah, dude. But it's kind of like driving an old car to me. I've had cars that leak gas.
Sometimes I kind of like the smell of gas. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Well, then swap. If you like it.
I'm not swapping because this car.
You would love this car.
Yeah. So now, normally I could leave the windows like cracked open through the night or during the day, but last night it rained, so I had to leave my windows wound up. And when I came out this morning, it was just all
I thought, but didn't you do like a home remedy yesterday?
I'm trying. Yeah.
What did you put down yesterday?
Yeah, so one of our listeners recommended to sprinkle baking soda around. So I did that, and I think I spilled way too much gas. I tried to soak it up. I took the little mat I had out of it, but it went into like the spare tire wheel well. And I did as much, I think, cleaning of the carpet and stuff as I could, but it's still like permeating throughout. It's
never leaving.
It's still got that stank.
Yeah.
So what are some more suggestions, people? Because you got a Facebook post up about it. What are they saying?
Kate Burchett says, poof it. That gets rid of skunk smell. I don't know if you've seen. Yeah, it's a spray stuff. Yeah. A guy actually like sprays it in his mouth in the commercial.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Selena says, activated charcoal and coffee grounds. Mm. So I don't have any activated charcoal, but I had plenty of coffee grounds. So now, on top of the baking soda that I put back there, now there's coffee grounds back there.
This it's is looking like a mess. Experiment.
Yeah, my trunk is a mess right
That's
now.
That's terrible.
Kerrigan says vinegar and laundry detergent. Put it in a bowl and let it sit there.
Oh,
but I drive around a bowl just.
It's just gonna slosh that out too.
Well, I mean, I think she means like
when you're not
right now.
Yeah. When you just have it.
When you're stuck here.
CT says wear a gas mask, and I feel like I'd look like a fighter pilot on the way to work. Right.
Well, you drive like one anyway.
Randy says burn a candle. I'm afraid to burn anything in there.
Dude,
right?
No, why? No.
The fireball driving down 71. Yeah.
Wow.
Leslie says maybe take a shower. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's either.
Okay. I'll take a bath in coffee grounds, vinegar, and baking soda.
What a combo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I'm going to try the vinegar and laundry detergent in a bowl when I get home later today. And if that doesn't work, there's chemical stuff. There's like, you could bomb it, and that might have to do that. I did do that with my dad's truck. It smelled like mouse pee. Because it was like a mouse condominium for about 10 years. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
wow.
The truck just sat there.
Yeah.
So mice moved in. And then once we got it running, well, we tried to evict them. And, well, they left their funk behind. All my cars stink.
I'm going to get the Bronco detailed today. And I feel like it should be you taking your car.
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah, but I'm going to try what, you know, the people recommend first, and then I'll take it to the professional.
Keep us updated.
All right,
yeah.
Please.
I think over this hot weekend we got coming up, it'll definitely burn off.
Either
that or it'll set itself on fire and problem solved. It'll burn itself away. 6:15.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Definitely. I mean, I think it's changed our whole family's experiences. We've walked alongside Karis and her cancer journey, and it's been great to just know that people are really looking out for the well-being of kids and find really creative, good, really effective ways to help them stay calm and process and cope with all the hard things that are happening so they can spend their energy on being kids and getting better.
B105, The Big Dave Show. That is Katie, a mom of a patient at Children's Hospital there, saying how the Canine Comfort Program has changed their life, not only hers, but her daughter's as well, when they were in Cincinnati Children's. And that's why we're doing the Canine Comfort Campaign. And this is the final stretch of it here. And oh boy, do we have quite the incentive prize for you to donate this week.
Oh yeah, you could donate to Canine Comfort for a chance to win 2 VIP Voices of America Country Music Fest tickets. These seats are valued at like $500 a piece.
Mm. Private bathroom.
Private bathroom. That's private bar.
AC, air conditioned bathroom.
Yeah, it does get a little hot out there.
But these animals that they bring into these kids, they do such wonderful things. They just take the stress level down in the room, not only from the patient, but from the workers there at Cincinnati Children's and the parents. We've heard so many different stories about it. They're just a wonderful thing to have, and they have a lot of them, but it requires upkeep to take care of these dogs.
Yeah, and I don't know, did you guys ever stay in the hospital as a child? I had to get the tubes in my ears. Mm. I guess I had fluid in my ears when I was a kid. And I remember that night in the hospital to this day and how scared I was. And at one point, my parents had to leave me and I was all by myself. I can't imagine like how great it would have been to have a dog there with me. I grew up with Marshall. He was a husky, lived to 17, They got him as a puppy when I was born. And me and him were like partners. We used to share dog food together. Yes.
There's pictures you heard of that right.
Sitting under a picnic table. My mom didn't stop me from eating dog food. No, she went and got the camera.
Good.
But that, just that feeling of having that dog with you just takes your stress level down so much. And, dude, being in the hospital is scary for kids.
Mm-hmm. And this makes it a lot less so. So get over to B105.com. You have until Monday at 9 o'clock on our show, Monday morning, to get your gift in of one of the bundles. Anywhere from $10 to $100 is what they run.
But it only takes a $10 bundle to get you that chance to win those two VIP Voices of America Country Music Fest tickets.
And you can buy as many as you wish.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show, Dad Joke of the Day on B105.
And this morning we have got Elizabeth. She is a 10-year-old fourth grader at Central Baptist Academy in Finneytown. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Didn't your mom work there? Mama Stat?
Yeah, she was in the library through the 90s.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Elizabeth, the pressure is on to really do a great joke. Are you ready to give it to us?
I am.
Let's have it.
What do you call it when a car writes its own book about its life?
I don't know. What do you call it when a car writes its own book about its life?
An autobiography.
See? And it all came together, Mama Stat in the library and an autobiography. Tremendous, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day there at Central Baptist Academy, okay?
Okay.
The Big Dave Podcast.
Yesterday, Ashley revealed to us that she is thinking about adopting a minimalist lifestyle by buying a camper and living in it by the river.
I'm debating on living in it. I definitely want to have it through the summer to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I can decide, like, I could live in this.
And you actually found one on Facebook Marketplace that you went and checked out the other day. Where was this?
It's in Clarksville, Ohio. A girl named Holly's selling it. And I was like, hopefully she doesn't kill me. I'm literally going to the woods by myself to see it. And guess what? We became friends.
And it's cute. You showed us a picture of it.
It's super cute.
It definitely is.
I still got a lease I either got to live out or get out of, too.
Okay. All right. So we're trying to see if people can still talk her into it or out of it. And so far, not many people trying to. Shelby from Cincinnati, what do you say? Talk her into it or out of it?
I'm going to talk her into it. We have a camper, and we have what you call a pool boy, but it's actually a toilet boy. And he comes around every 2 weeks and cleans it out for $15.
Shut up.
Now, do you live in this full time?
We don't. We do it in the summer. We have a spot out in Ripley, and we pay one fee, and we get electric, water, the campsite, the river, a whole entire community, a pool, a playground. It is totally worth it, and I would say live in it.
I got a question. We're getting a lot of comments through our B105 app that say that those costs have like skyrocketed in the past couple years. What is the cost like right now? What's the going rate for that?
I think like $1,500 for, we start May 1st and we go all the way to Halloween.
For the whole season.
That's good.
And I'm paying $1,200 a month in rent. And it's like everybody else.
No, this is the whole season.
Wow.
Sounds like a good deal of peaceful living out there.
Barn parties and everything. Ooh. So it's like they have holiday events.
When you said the word parties, she popped up like a meerkat, Shelby.
Hey, it's fun. It is a good time. Logan's Gap and Ripley.
Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
Tracy in Cincinnati, are you talking her into it or out of it?
I would talk her into it, but also out of it because there's pros and cons.
Right.
All right, lay them on us.
You know, a lot of these places, some of them have full hookup, so you don't have to worry about the septic. Some of them, they shut down the electric in the winter, so you got to winterproof them. You got to know how to do that. There's a lot of nice people that'll help you do stuff and all that. You can meet some really nice people out camping. And if you live by the river, then you got to think the river comes up and floods. You got to move them all the time.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
You got to think about that. They're fun for a weekend thing or a week, but not for
permanent
living in.
Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Kathy from Mason, yay or nay, what do you say?
I would say no for living in it. Camping is amazing, and we love going during the summer, but we tried to live in it when we moved back to Ohio, and in the wintertime, everything freezes up here, and there's no great way to insulate. So our water froze and our poop stuff froze, and was a nightmare.
Oh, gosh. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. There you go. Finally, somebody speaking the truth here.
So, I mean, if you're going to, like, live in it full-time but not live in the Cincinnati area, then it's reasonable. But, unfortunately, our area gets too cold for it to be a great option for freezing.
Now me and the camper got to move to Florida.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
I'm sure Big Dave will let you do the show from Florida,
see?
Right?
See?
Yeah. You guys are just putting horrible ideas
everybody
in her head.
Everybody else works from home.
You're in a mobile home. Thank you, Kathy.
No problem. Bye.
Karen's weighed in on the B105 app. From everything I know about listening to you every day on the radio, I don't think this will be what you're fantasizing about. You like glamping versus camping, living in a small place without room for your stuff. Can you do that? Remember back to your she shed? That was probably bigger than the camper. You like having your stuff. Can you give that up? And don't get me started on the clothes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a mom submission.
It's like she knows me.
Yes. And then Cheyenne coming through the B105 app says, buy the camper, Ashley. Best memories ever. Oh. 749-B105 or through the app if you want to weigh in. Maybe some people that try to talk her out of it. I don't know. Let's see.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Coming out of Sunset Hills, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis. And for the past 42 years, this little neighborhood of Sunset Hills has been getting their packages delivered via UPS by the same guy. 42 years, Ricky McWoods has been delivering their packages.
Dang, that's a long time.
He is a fixture in the neighborhood, absolutely no doubt about it. And every time he brings a package, he makes it a very personable experience for the person getting it. Often stopping to chat with them, catch up on what's going on in the neighborhood. He's part of the neighborhood.
Yeah, he's got to know, like, the whole town.
Well, yeah, 42 years he's been doing it. It was found out that Ricky was going to retire after 42 years with United Parcel Service. And the neighborhood was like, no, this can't happen without something special. So, on his next to the last day, the whole area of Sunset Hills, they got banners. Everybody put yard signs saying, we're going to miss you, Ricky. Aww. And he starts driving down the road to drop off some packages. He comes up, and there's everybody, and there's cakes, and there's balloons. Oh, cool. It is a retirement party for their UPS driver.
It sounds like it's out of a movie.
It right? does.
That's awesome.
And needless to say, Ricky was very touched by all of this.
It was very emotional. I saw one sign, and I was just like, what's going on? Then I saw all the other signs, and I saw a couple of more with my name on it, and it just, my heart is full.
In a day and age where getting a package isn't very personable, Ricky McWoods made it much more than that. He made it an experience for the people receiving them. He says, the customers are what makes you, you know, our jobs. It's possible they can make or break us, and these people have made me.
Oh,
enjoy your
story.
Yeah, enjoy your retirement. Seriously. Ricky McWoods, obviously you are going to be missed.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And it's time right now to get a brand new member in from Cincinnati. Rachel Wilson is with us. How you doing, Rachel?
I'm great. How are you?
Welcoming you to the club. That's how we are.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for listening all these years. I guess we've had a lot of fun together. What's one of your favorite B105 memories?
Winning the tickets for identifying the out-of-focus Ford Focus.
Yeah, that car, that clunker that now my uncle has.
Oh.
Yes.
Dude, he drives a big, beautiful GMC 2500 truck that drinks gas. And instead of riding a luxury, he chose to drive that beater my brother brought back from Denver.
Oh, the one that you guys made like a Hello Kitty car or something?
Yeah, we made it as embarrassing as possible for him.
That's the one.
I also see you're about to get married in May.
I am.
Dude, it's like crunch time. Is everything planned? Everything set?
Everything but the food.
Did you say everything but the food?
Yes, I did.
That's the most important part.
Yes.
I know. We just have to go buy it.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, so you're not having it catered or anything?
Oh, no. We're smoking.
Yeah, you're
is
smoking.
Is Dad invited?
Ooh, look at you.
You are all invited.
Oh, that's so sweet. Now, I'm going to assume the B105 jersey won't be making an appearance once you get out of your dress, but it'd be pretty cool if it did.
It may have to end up in my suitcase.
Is this a destination wedding?
No, we're scouters, so we're having it at one of our camps.
Oh, okay. Scouters. So you work with the Boys and Girl Scouts?
I do.
That's a wonderful thing to do, and that's going to be a nice woodsy wedding there.
It is. It's going to be lakefront.
Which one are you going to?
Camp Friedlander.
Camp Friedlander. Yeah, dude. My brother used to work there. He taught boating and archery.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, this is just... Yeah. You have so many neat things going on in your life right now. I'm surprised you had time to join our little club here.
Oh, absolutely have time.
Well, the only thing left to do is get a song on for you. What do you want to hear?
Let's play a tribute to Toby Keith.
Well, what Toby Keith song do you want to hear?
You pick.
How about How Do You Like Me Now?
There you go.
Welcome to the club. We're happy to have you in here today, Rachel, and good luck in your upcoming nuptials.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.